With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. There's been a ruling by the Florida Supreme Court upholding the state's 15-week ban on abortions.
The Florida Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, which means a subsequently passed 6-week ban can soon take effect. The court that was reshaped by former presidential candidate and Republican Governor Ron DeSantis ruled that the 15-week ban signed by DeSantis in 2022 can take effect. A 6-week ban passed in the 2023 legislative session was written so that it would not take effect until a month after the 2022 law was upheld. Since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June 2022, most Republican-controlled states have adopted bans or restrictions on abortions. I'm Norman Hall.
But the Florida Supreme Court also ruled that the state's voters will be able to decide whether to pass an amendment stating, quote, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider, unquote. Officials say the U.S. Coast Guard has opened a temporary alternate channel for vessels clearing debris at the site of the fallen Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. The federal on-scene coordinator said in a statement Monday that it is an important first step along the road to reopening the port of Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says crews will work quickly but safely.
The scale of this project, to be clear, it is enormous. And even the small lifts are huge. That's how we have to move forward.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 240 points, the NASDAQ rose 17, the S&P 500 declined 10, oil up to $83.71 a barrel. This is SRN News. Most Americans want pot to be legal.
Despite the warnings of clergymen and pro-family groups, the Pew Research Center reports that 57% of adults think marijuana should be legal for both medical and recreational use. Another 32% say the drug should be made legal only for medicinal purposes. 11% don't want it legal for any reasons. Full legalization of pot is most popular with Democrats and with younger Americans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration will pay for women in uniform to travel out of state for an abortion, but so far not many female service members are taking advantage of the program. The Pentagon reports that the travel reimbursement offer was only used 12 times from June to December of last year. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin instituted the policy after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The Pentagon does not have data on the first 5 months of 2023. This is SRN News. No records Monday on Wall Street.
Stocks slipped on Wall Street after a surprisingly strong report on manufacturing raised worries about how much interest rates could ease this year. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% Monday. The Dow lost 240 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market after a report showed that U.S. manufacturing unexpectedly returned to growth last month. That raised concerns about upward pressure on inflation. Trump media sank more than 21%. The parent company of the Truth Social app reported a loss of $58 million last year on revenue of just $4 million. Seth Sutel, New York.
Hyundai and Kia issued a recall of 3.4 million of its vehicles in the U.S. with an ominous warning. The vehicles should be parked outdoors and away from buildings because they risked catching fire whether the engines were on or off. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.